Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The numbers are staggeringly. We've been talking about them for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Just running through the headlines here. This is just the Afghans. Over 5,000 Afghan migrants flagged on national security grounds in the U.S. since 2021. That's just the Afghans. A number I've never seen before over the weekend from Trump's appointed from his head, Joe Kent of the National Counterterrorism Center. Total number of illegal immigrants from hostile Muslim nations that are in the U.S. right now. So this includes the Afghans, but also includes mostly people who came over illegally. 2 million. 2 million. This is who Trump is saying he's going to vet. And we need to do it. Here's what Joe Kent wrote over the weekend on his Twitter feed. Again, he's the head of the National Counterterrorism Center. He writes two things. Number one, the terrorist who was, you know, conducted the attack in D.C. was vetted by the intelligence community. Somebody needs to tell that reporter at the top of the news needs to explain this to her and speak slowly. Maybe she can consult with Joe Kent. They were vetted, but they were only vetted to serve as soldiers to fight against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS in Afghanistan. I am reading from his statement. He was not vetted, nor were any of them who were brought here, for his suitability to come to America and live among us as a neighbor. Many of these guys are jihadis. And you know what the zero threes are? I don't know. Everyone's calling them zeros. Well, zeros. Okay, well, what do? They zero people out. They're death squads. That's who they are. John Solomon does a really good job of breaking that down. And a lot of these guys are fighting for one of three reasons. Money. They're hired killers. Number two, they're all jihadis. They're all Sunni Muslims. It's just they have beef with the Taliban for tribal reasons, ethnic reasons, and political division within the country. Chris Van Hollen is out there, Senator Chris Van Hollen, this morning saying, no, we got to keep them all. They're gray just because one guy. No, you don't understand. We didn't vet them. The standard normally used for somebody who comes from a nation, Lee, that is hostile, where the government is hostile to this one, so you can't vet them. And by the way, not all of those are Muslim. Some of them are. Most of them are, but not all of them. You can't vet them if we do not have a relationship. It's one of the reasons we can't vet the Haitians. We can't vet the Venezuelans. We can't trust what their governments say. Heck, Haiti doesn't even really have a functioning government. It just has warlords. And the Democrats just want to take these people, figure out who they are once they get here. Well, normally the standard, National Counterterrorism Director Joe Kent, and I know you just play the clips from Fox, Lee. I'm not picking on you. I just grit my teeth listening to that kind of ignorance come out of our radio. It's not your fault. You play their news. But, oh, my gosh, Kent's up, y'all. It's just go read what Joe Kent's explaining. He knows. He's got the clearances to see this stuff. Normally, you're supposed to use special immigrant visa SIVs. You might see the Associated Press using that word a lot. That is a special, more thorough kind of screen that you have to use because they're coming from a country without a cooperative government. We don't know who they are. So we didn't do that when we took 85,000 Afghans. We did it. Again, the standard used was, we're going to give you a gun and some money to go kill the Taliban for us. That was the standard. You could be anybody. And so you've got, and I think it's, there's some of this on our side too, this absolute and ignorance of how stuff works there. I mean, I've been covering these wars. I wrote like half a book before I gave up on it, from Syria to Afghanistan. The CIA specializes in training jihadis to fight as its proxy troops. They're very good at it. They've been doing it for decades. One of their greatest success stories was Osama bin Laden in, ironically, Afghanistan, where they've been doing this for a very long time. They trained him to fight the Russians. He came to kill us. Why? He's a jihadi. They don't care who they're working with. They got a job that they do. But here's what's weird. They loaded 12,000 of these guys, zeros, as they're called, zero threes. Who are they? Death squads. Death squads. These people are so controversial. And I put the Chyron up so that you could actually see this. You can find on my X feed right now. It's from Fox News from the weekend. The Zeros are, quote, known for their brutality, called death squads. They operated outside the chain of command of U.S. and Afghan forces. Why? Deniability. Because we couldn't really control them. We can't have them operating in our name. We just sent them out. It's hard hands to kill Taliban, basically, for money. And they're here. That's what's in that John Solomon article that's so terrifying. The CIA brought them all, Lee, 10 to 12,000, and their families for a total of 38,000. None of them vetted to the SIV standard. All they were vetted for, is it suitable enough? Can I hand a gun to this guy and some money without him turning and killing me with it? Probably. That was the standard. And they're here. The CIA brought their entire set of Afghan death squad guys, about 12,000, to this country and their families. And they're here. Why they want them here? I don't know. But if you read John Solomon's reporting, and he quotes a lot of New York Times and NBC News to build his story, and I'm going to have it in the podcast today if you want to read it. I've also got it up on my X feed too, if you want to use that for sourcing. It's very dry because John Solomon is not a bomb thrower. He's a really good reporter. But what he's saying is they were even pushing aside on those Afghan evacuation flights. They were pushing aside Americans. They were pushing aside Afghan army folks that helped us, interpreters, people like that. And then just loading up the planes with these zeros, their death squads, and flying them out, and their families. So again, total of 38,000. It's about 12,000 brutal fighters and killers. So I want you to hear this. I know what I'm saying sounds kind of crazy. This is Fox News reporting it. They actually reported a little bit of this over the weekend.
And Lochinwall's connection here, he was assigned to this O3 unit, recruited and trained by the CIA to fight against the Taliban. This group, also, Rebecca, known for their brutality and called death squads. So you take that last point there that I just said, right, that they're known as these death squads, quite brutal.
So everybody's running around, Lee, thinking, well, you know, there's probably just a few of these guys, and you know, they know some CIA guys. CIA wants to take care of them. Mm-mm. No, they brought them all. Why? Why do they need them here? Now, most people would say, well, they might be killed. No. No. They secured Hamid Karzai Airport in partnership with the Taliban. Go ahead and process that. Whose side are they on? No. Because we put the Taliban in control of Kabul and Karzai Airport. Remember the story, Lee, was, well, you know, it was all chaotic. Joe screwed up. He took a long nap. Afghanistan collapsed. And then the Taliban seized everything. And the CIA said we needed to offer them all pathway to citizenship, all 12,000 of them and their families, because in exchange for helping us to fortify, to secure, you know, Hamid Karzai Airport so we could leave. Well, that's a lie. That is a lie, because we would find out months later that Joe Biden sent a general to Qatar to cut a deal with the Taliban for them to take over Kabul in the airport. They didn't even want to do it. We insisted. Kabul didn't fall. Afghanistan didn't fall. And neither did the airport. We put them in charge. Then the CIA said, oh, yeah, we need to send 12,000 death squad members. to, I don't know, help us secure the airport so we can get home. We're desperate. No, we're not. We put them there. Remember why we went there, Lee? We spent almost $3 trillion. What do? Hunt Taliban, number one. But the main thing we did, and what so many, the 2,000 casualties we took in Afghanistan, was training the Afghan army. You know, the people who were supposed to take over?
Yeah.
We didn't put them in charge, did we? We put, well, Joe, Democrats. Democrats put the Taliban in charge and then said, we're going to send our death squad friends on over there to, help us escape because it collapsed. Well, it didn't collapse. We didn't need the death squad members. And yet they were shoved onto those planes, in some cases, ahead of Americans, with the CIA reserving probably about 33% of the space on the airlines to shove them and their families out the door. No vetting. Why? Why did they want their death squads here? Death squads so bad that they operated outside the chain of command in Afghanistan. And the only person I can find who's reporting those numbers is John Solomon, and he got them from NBC News. So he's reporting them, and so did NBC News in a separate article. They don't really go into how deathy they are. And Democrats, Lee, Democrats say, it's just that we don't want brown people to come here. If only it were that simple. It's not. These are very dangerous people. They need to be rounded up today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time, man of the year, Charlie Kirk, had a warning at the time about what Joe Biden was doing in Afghanistan. This is when only 30,000 had boarded the planes, and we already knew they weren't vetted. We knew at the time they weren't vetted. Can't stand all this pretend we're doing later. Like the media is pretending like they can't figure it out where they vetted or not. We knew at the time they weren't. Here's Charlie Kirk back then in the middle of the Afghan debacle on his show.
President Joe Biden's Department of Defense will accept 30,000 Afghan refugees into military installations following the collapse of Kabul. Boom. Political transformation. Let the country crumble. Do you know there's 5 million displaced people in Afghanistan now? This was all intentional.
Yep.
Joe Biden let it fall apart to now say, oh, I'm so sorry. I guarantee you Joe Biden's speech this afternoon will talk about refugee assistance and relocation support. Now, Joe Biden's going to be scrambling to make good on it, and the liberal media will love it. They'll say, oh, yes, okay, now I get it. Joe Biden is now fixing his own problem. Joe Biden is stepping up, and he's allowing a flow of people from the Middle East into America. Thank you, Joe Biden. You're such a hero, so benevolent. You're so respectful. You're so compassionate. Do you see what's going on here? What's going on here is Joe Biden wants a couple hundred thousand more Ilhan Omars to come into America to change the body politic permanently. We're playing checkers, and they're playing chess.
Charlie Kirk would go on to register 300,000 people to vote across the swing states and to chase their ballots with a $96 million operation. He understood exactly what was going on. Folks, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. Michigan. Michigan. Trump won Michigan by slightly less than 2%. It's really close. He lost it in 2020. That's how close it is. We went through this 2020 numbers. I mean, there were the swing states. Trump's losing by 10,000, 11,000, 20,000. When you have a group of people, Sunni Muslims like those in Afghanistan, they vote Democrat at the highest rate of anyone on earth, higher than even black people, 92%. Shia Muslims, that would be those like from Iran, vote at around 80 to 82%, sometimes as high as 85. So you can't get a pure Democrat base than Afghans. They come with tremendous terror concerns, as we're seeing in the New York Post this morning. I mean, again, you want to read it yourself. Headline, over 5,000 Afghan migrants flagged on national security grounds since 2021. Those are the ones in our country. But they vote 92% Democrat on average. I mean, they really wanted to get them here, and they just didn't give a damn. You want to know how they really think about these people? What they really think? Here's the pretend. I'll play the pretend first. This is Senator Mark Kelly pretending after this National Guard shooting that it's just the racism. It's not the fact that these people are unvetted or that they were serving on death squads, or that many of them are jihadists themselves. No, it's...
When I heard the secretary say that they're going to pause immigration from third world countries...
Muslim countries.
I take that as a message that they don't want brown people coming to the United States. And I find that disturbing. We are a country that...
Right, yeah, sure. But here's what they don't want to talk about. Did you see this over the weekend? Jesse Waters, Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, there's Michigan again. They're chanting death to America. So they sent a Fox News reporter after Rashida Tlaib, who represents Dearborn. She's a member of the squad. And asked her a simple question. Death to America. Your district, honey. Condemn it. Just say, we can all agree we don't want death to America. Nope.
El monte America!
El monte America!
El monte America!
El monte
America! El monte America!
Not a great look. The mayor condemned it. The White House condemned it. But what about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib? She reps Dearborn. Is she okay with her constituents chanting death to America?
Yep.
Fox Business correspondent Hillary Vaughn asked her. Watch.
Congresswoman Tlaib.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
I don't talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not, listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist? Is chanting death to America racist?
I'm talking about your guys' racist tropes. You know, you guys know exactly what you do. I know you're Islamophobic, but you guys got to go deal with it on your own self. You're not going to use me.
She won't condemn it. Because it's the platform of the Democrat Party. Death to America. Now, let me wrap this. So let me put this all together for you, okay? Michigan, where we started the segment. Donald Trump won it by just a hair under 2% in 2024. So, I mean, you pack, 10, 20, 30, 40,000 Afghans in there. They vote 92% Democrat. That's a win. I mean, that could mean the end of Michigan as a swing state. They know it. But they got to get them to the voting booth. How do they do that? Massive fraud. This is Michigan Representative Jason Wolfert. Just this past week, they have detected massive, massive fraud. He's a Republican, right? Massive fraud, welfare fraud the Democrats are committing, signing these people up because there's not enough jobs for 12 million of them, right? So you got to get them all onto welfare fraudulently because federally they can't be on it. It's illegal. But Democrats don't care. They sign them up. At the end of the application, keep in mind, a lot of these people can't even read English. There's a place to check. It's one of the many, many boxes. They just got it all lined up. So you're not even paying attention. What do you check? To vote.
We've got real waste, real fraud, and we are going to get to the bottom of it. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Unemployment Agency. People can simply check a box saying that they are eligible, and in most cases, that is enough to start receiving benefits. There's only four pieces of information that are required: a first name, last name, an address, and an alien number, only if that person self-identifies as a non-citizen. No social security number is required, even if someone claims to be a citizen. I brought MDHHS before our committee. We pulled up the website for benefits. We went through all 27 pages, and at the end, we're given the opportunity to register to vote.
It's all the same thing, folks. All of it. It's a voter drive. You bring them here, you don't vet them because you know it's going to show up. They're a highly valuable voting population, 92% Democrat vote when they get here. But there's not enough jobs for them and us. We're only creating like, what, 100,000 jobs a month? I mean, it's 12 million of them. I mean, shoot, there's 80,000 just from the just Afghans, right? That he would eventually bring over 100,000. So what do you got to feed them all? You commit massive welfare fraud. So you, no Social Security number necessary. Just tell us you're a citizen here. Have the money. Oh, and by the way, at the end here, you just check to vote. I mean, if you don't vote, we'll vote for you. But whatever the case. And there you have it. That is the outlines of the Civil War. And it's why Democrats are now threatening National Guard, any military member who tries to round up their fraud and their fraud, round up their voters, threatening, hey, when we get back in office, I'm going to come back on this in the next segment. When we get back in office, we won't put you in prison for following the commands of the commander-in-chief. Yes. Well, it's clear that Kash Patel feels the heat. It's clear that Kash Patel feels the heat. Especially after the Thomas Crooks debacle, where Tucker Carlson and Miranda Devine basically debunked his lies about Thomas Crooks. And I don't know that he meant to lie as the head of the FBI. He may just be repeating what the agents under him tell him, which is in some ways just as big of a problem. It means he's not really running the agency, doesn't have control. That's not surprising. Folks, that agency is so full of poison that, remember the article in the Washington Times where local police departments had stopped working with the FBI because they said that like the regular line agents were so woke, they were afraid they would end up being prosecuted if they worked with them on criminal cases. They were afraid to have them in the building. That's how poisonous that agency is, how dangerous that agency is. And then they screwed up. The Department of Justice and the FBI don't look real good with Comey getting off the hook, at least temporarily. So Kash Patel knows the heat is on. And that's why he came out over the weekend and said, hey, stay tuned. You know, the judge might have temporarily dismissed the case against Comey. And by the way, it wasn't on the merits of the case at all. It was on the merits of the appointment of the prosecutor. They say she was not properly appointed. You can debate that. And they are. They're appealing it. So the merits of the Comey case haven't been heard, but it's a Democrat judge. So he knows if he dismisses it, probably the statute of limitations will run out. And that's the part, by the way, that's on Pam Bondi and Kash Patel. Waiting till literally the week the statute of limitations run out on Comey. Here's your problem. If you have even the tiniest hitch, if you have the smallest legal error, statute of limitations runs out on you, he gets off scot-free. And they did. They waited till we, and by the way, Trump had to flog them all, screaming at them like, hey, let's get this going. We're running out of time, statute of limitations. So Kash Patel comes out, does an interview with the Epoch Times over the weekend. He's head of the FBI, assuring us, no, we've got more to come on Comey. There was a lot more in the burn bags.
The judicial process can make whatever determination it wants, but we, the FBI and our partners at the DOJ, have numerous options to proceed, and we're executing on all those options. So we're not done.
Any detail available?
I would say stay tuned for right after Thanksgiving, and you'll see multiple responses, in my opinion.
He's going to have to come up with something. Because when you tell the president there's no there there, and you go do a round of interviews and say, no, we don't know anything about Thomas Crooks. He had no presence online other than a little bit of stuff he did when he was 15, when he was a Republican. It turns out he had quite a presence online. He was a hardcore doctrinaire leftist who, in his last post, was talking to a man from a Antifa-linked terror org, Nazi terror org, Norwegian terror org, and you kind of didn't tell us that, and we had to learn about it in the New York Post. And then you dissed the New York Post reporting. You put out a hit piece on them, and then you go read the hit piece, and you're not denying anything in the report because it's all true. You just want to make Miranda Devine look bad because she busted you lying to us about Thomas Crooks and who he was? Not a good look. Now there's this. And understand what's at stake here, okay? Because I'm going to paint a picture for you real quick. Trump was facing 700 years in prison across five cases, three of them FBI. The only reason he didn't spend the rest of his life in prison is because he won. And he's the boss now of the FBI for now. If we do not purge this agency down to the brass tacks, and I'd wipe it right off the books and start over if it was me, just for safety. The second Trump gets on that helicopter to depart the White House and his immunity ends, it's on. Trump's going to prison. Guaranteed. It doesn't even matter on what to make it up. Trump's going to prison. Hegseth's going to prison. His entire crew, everyone who served him, the chief of staff, they're all going to prison just like last time. All of them went to prison. All of them. All of them convicted felons. Roger Stone didn't do any actual prison time. He's a convicted felon now. But I mean, they're going to put us all away. If you don't wipe out the FBI, they will wipe us out. I mean, folks, Arctic Frost, Exhibit A. Oh my God. By the way, these Democrats who can't be bothered to vet their jihadis. Did you see this? This broke right when I was I left to go for Thanksgiving. And listen, look at this. Biden-Harris Justice Department gathered Chairman Jim Jordan's phone records for over 2 years. He's supposed to be doing oversight. He's on the House Judiciary Committee. So they sure can surveil Republicans who are questioning their corruption, but they sure can't dig into who these jihadis are, who they're bringing here. It's the weirdest thing. And we're not firing these people. We're not purging the ranks. They will come for us like the hounds of hell. They will finish Arctic Frost. And all of the leaders of the GOP, over 100 of them who were being surveilled, or their organizations were, or their organizations had been issued subpoenas. They have to turn over bank records. They were monitoring phone records. By the way, we don't have it all yet. There's more. They were going to do what they did on January 6th, put thousands of people in prison, but they were going to do it to the entire leadership of the GOP, the lawyers, the pollsters, Charlie Kirk, those, you know, who do ballot chasing, all of it. We were all going to prison. And we still will the minute his immunity ends and he flies out of there, especially if the Democrats win. We are done. We're cooked. We have got to purge these agencies. It is a matter of survival. It's about not spending the rest of our days inside of a prison. Those, not me, but those who lead the Republican Party. They just were going to wipe it out. Headline, Miranda Devine, damning report labels FBI rudderless ship under Kash Patel, with him and Dan Bongino more concerned with building personal resumes. It really looks like this. It really does. FBI Director Kash Patel is facing withering criticism from an alliance of active duty and retired agents and analysts days after the White House denied media reports the president is about to fire him. A troubling new report card on the first 6 months of Patel's leadership concludes he is in over his head, and his deputy Dan Bongino is something of a clown, according to the alliance, which in two previous reports warned that about crippling DEI and politicization of the FBI during the Biden administration. The Patel-led FBI is described in the 115-page report as a rudderless ship and all blanked up. Patel is described by multiple internal sources as inexperienced, with one source saying he has neither the breadth of experience or the bearing as FBI director he needs to be successful. Another source, a self-professed Trump supporter, says Patel's not very good, maybe insecure, lacks the requisite experience and the measured self-confidence to be an FBI director. Here's the problem, y'all. I mean, he's running around. He's definitely resume building, but nothing is changing. And we are running out of time. We have got to begin purging that agency. Because let me tell you what, they'll get us in terms of putting the cuffs on us, talking about the Republican leadership when Trump leaves. But they did their best work destroying his last presidency with the Russia collusion hoax while Trump was still president. I guarantee you they're cooking up a hoax right now under Kash Patel's nose. And that is not good. So Democrats, this is incredible, folks. Put a target on the backs of anybody trying to remove their human trafficking networks, their cartel friends. National Guard, which has been used in a lot of these cities from, you know, L.A. to D.C., and that's what they're doing. They're doing, they're either doing support services so that ICE can go in and really hit these immigration raids hard. They're backups so that they can get the criminals out. Unbelievable Democrat warning from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. After that beautiful National Guard soldiers shot and killed. She's a just nasty Democrat. Doesn't blame the shooter at all. Not once in the entire interview. In fact, she only blames Donald Trump. Listen to this closely. It's a warning. It's Trump's fault, she says. Well, why is it Trump's fault? Well, when he sends people into our Democrat cities that are lawless, then he makes us mad. And if he makes us mad, people might die. So the answer, her answer is, Trump must stop enforcing federal law or it's his fault. Look, this is a threat. Listen carefully to what she says. It's really incredible. A Republican would never get away with this.
Would an individual have flown across the country to target law enforcement officers in Washington, D.C.? And I mean, the answer is likely no. So why wasn't the president's first thought, wow, you know, maybe I should reconsider deploying military troops in the nation's capital or in any city, particularly not when they haven't coordinated closely with the leadership?
That's the game right there. She's giving away the game. We will just make the blood run. We'll just supply the talking points till our, you know, lunatic supporters go out and murder. And there's a public outcry, they think, they hope, they want, for Trump to withdraw them. I mean, that's incredible. She doesn't blame the shooter. It's Trump's fault. Because he tried to enforce the law, and you don't enforce laws in Democrat areas. You just don't do that, or people might die. So the solution is not for Democrat leadership to tell their lunatic fringe followers, we don't resort in violence and condemn these things, which they never do. They say, oh, we're sorry for the family, but they don't condemn it. No, it's Trump has to withdraw or we'll just get more violent. That's what she's saying. Now, listen to what they were seeing beforehand. This is how you get the shooter there. Senator Alyssa Slotkin, who is, by the way, former CIA, talking about, hey, any moment now the troops are going to start shooting Americans. They are. Based on, like, what? Nothing. It just sounds good. So she said it on CNN.
These videos coming out of places like Chicago, it makes me incredibly nervous that we're about to see people in law enforcement, people in uniform military get nervous, get stressed, shoot at American civilians. It is a very, very stressful situation for these law enforcement and for the communities on the ground. So it was basically a warning to say, like, if you're asked to do something, particularly against American citizens.
Yeah, the troops, any moment now, they're under a lot of stress. They're going to start shooting people. So, you know, it's all illegal. Well, what's illegal? Well, we don't know. We're not going to say, but it's all illegal. So, you know, if this makes you mad, you know where they are. And the judges are helping. I'll tell you how coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.